This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
John, just so you don't judge us, we don't ever prepare for these, so no judgment.
All the judgment.
You want to start it?
You start it.
I'm just waiting for you to start it.
Okay. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, guys.
Welcome back to another episode of Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
I got to stretch out. Sorry.
Got Gina cramped up on the couch.
Yeah. I'm a nervous wreck because we're back to
videoing.
Yeah, so I'm uncomfortable again.
We are so going to start videoing our podcast. And guess what?
What?
So when we started our podcast, we were in contract for a year. Remember, mm-hmm. I mean, you were like, okay, we will do it.
Oh, yeah, it's been over a year now.
We'll do it for
Holy
a year.
Crap.
And if we don't like it, we won't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, now's the time for all of you to let us know how much you like it because...
Because otherwise we're quitting.
We're over time. We're past due.
We're past due.
And
gotta make that decision.
We're going to either keep doing these or not.
Well, those would be the two choices.
Or, you know what we could do too?
What?
We could try even less hard than we already do.
And just
put them out anyways.
That's not possible.
We'll just do like 15-second clips of podcasts for Instagram. We're now going to podcast for Instagram. We'll release our podcasts on IGTV.
No.
Trying even less.
It's just more video. That'd be like more stressful for me.
We could do like a puppet show. You
with
wouldn't have
hands?
To be on camera.
Oh, I just do this?
Yes.
I'm like, what is that?
Like a puppet.
Like this?
Okay. I'll make you a sock puppet.
Okay.
I actually want to make, oh my gosh, great Christmas present idea. We make sock puppets for all of
for our
friends
that look like them?
Yes.
Yes. I like that idea. I'm
in. Need to go to the craft store.
Okay, yeah. We'll do that. All right.
I want Katie's to have an apron. And DJs will have hands and one's holding a burger. They'll be wearing gloves.
It'll have gloves. It'll have like a little mustache and beard.
Yeah.
With just a permanent like big teeth smile.
Huge smile.
Yeah, so cute. All right. So.
But yeah, we're back. What we are going to talk about today is kind of a bunch of stuff, but all in all, kind of talking about routine and how mine and Gina's routine is about to be a little more strict when it comes to like a training regimen.
Right.
And maybe
and
like
food
and drinking. Hence why we're actually drinking LaCroix right now.
Yeah, I know.
And not Prosecco. And that's not because, what time is it?
It's not because it's noon.
12.
Yeah, it's noon.
It's because we are on a new regimen and we got to go to the gym.
Yeah. So yesterday, I show up at the gym to go work out, right? And I walk in and Keely goes, you going to work out with us? And because none of the classes are going, it's like midday. And Brooke just has, you just had this shit eating grin on your face while you have someone filming you. And you go, oh shit. Sorry, I pulled my headphones out again. I do that all the time. And you're like, yeah, you're gonna work out with us. I'm like, no, I'm not. And you're like, yeah, it's Daniel's idea. I was like, no, I'm not. And you're like, yeah, we're gonna do 20.2. And I was like, no, I'm definitely not doing it. I'm not doing it. Anyway, long story short, I got talked into it. And why did you decide that you're doing the open workouts after you said you were not going to do the open workouts?
Well, open workout.
Okay, well, are you still gonna do the other ones? Yeah? No?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, rewind just a little bit. The day before, was it the day before that I was like, I'm not doing any of this shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
The day before we were working out and some people were doing
the workout.
And
no, it was Saturday.
So okay, yeah, that's what it was.
Not that it matters. But.
Oh, because did I take Katie to the airport on Sunday? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
People were doing the workout and I haven't really followed it. I mean, it's been 2 weeks. I haven't followed it for 2 weeks.
You didn't know what it was.
I didn't know what it was. I saw them doing it and I was like, oh man, that sounds shitty. Not doing it. And then, you know, I thought about, you know, I might, no, Drea asked me, she's like, you know, do you plan on doing any of the workouts like last week? So I said, like, maybe some of them just for fun.
Yeah.
And week one was something that I thought I would maybe give a go. And it was 10 rounds of.
Oh, it
burpees,
was
it was snatches, thrusters. Right?
Thrusters? No, you're right. Shoulder, ground overhead.
Ground
sorry.
Overhead. Yes. So people are doing it. So with, some, you know, yeah. Power snatch.
Right.
And it was 10 rounds of that and burpees. And I was like, okay, yeah, I might give that a go eventually, you know? Sunday, I was driving Katie to the airport and I was driving home and this thought or feeling or desire, I should say, just kind of popped in my head and sort of like, I started to like get really kind of like excited and super nervous and kind of scared. And
okay. And I so many emotions on that ride.
Yeah, man, it is a very emotional ride.
Yeah.
And I texted my coach, who might I add week one of the CrossFit Games. I hope you guys are thinking like, oh my God, just spit it out, Brooke. No, I'm going to build this up. So week one, not the CrossFit Games, week one of the Open, the workout already come and gone. I get a text from my coach and he's like, hey, just checking on you. You know, how's life? How are things? How was 20.1? I text him back and I was like, hey, you know, things are better. Things are good. You and I both know, Nick, that I didn't sign up for the Open. And he's like, haha, I know, but I figured I'd ask. So basically what I found out is I have an opportunity if I wanted to. I've known this for a little bit. I've known this since week one. So like a couple of weeks.
We were talking about it on Saturday.
Yes.
That's why I was surprised that. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. But I wasn't talking about it in a way that I wanted to do it. That's
no,
what's so
I
weird.
Know.
Okay?
That's why I was saying I was surprised.
Basically, I have an opportunity and this is not until I actually have the invite rolled through my email. It's not a done deal yet, but
right.
I am now training for a competition.
What? I was so excited when you told me.
I know. So was my mom. I'm training for a competition. I am going to be competing at the West Coast CrossFit.
I don't know. What is it called?
Classic.
Yeah.
I was like, championship?
Yeah. No, classic.
The West Coast CrossFit Classic. It's in April. And it's a sanctioned event. And what they're doing is they're offering invite spots to the past champs from the California Regional. From years, I think it's just 2015, 2016, 2017, I believe it might. And I was actually trying to pull up the website today.
Not 2018?
It may be 2018 too. I was trying to look at the website and I don't know if they're working on it, but it wouldn't open.
Oh, okay.
It was like shut down. So, because I was trying to get.
So if that is the deal, then you decided that you will go.
How I found this out is one of the coaches from Brute texted me, Todd, and he lives in San Jose. And he was like, actually, I'm just going to read exactly what he wrote.
Read it.
I will. Let me find it. Here we go.
Sit here and pick
I get
toe.
A text. It's a picture.
Okay.
And he's circled on it. It I says, see. Elite individual division. And it's got a bunch of bullet points. And one of them says, West and NorCal and SoCal Regional Individual Podium 2018, 2017, 2016, 2015, and 2014.
Oh, 2014.
And he says, you need a coach? Come back time. Let's go. I wrote back and said, I said, ha, 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 when is the comp? And he gave me the information.
Yeah.
I said, when would I need to register by? And then he looked into it for me and it said November 11th, it's free and that they're using the open as qualifying, but as being one of the last, like a podium finisher in 2015, all I had to do is sign up for competition corner, which I guess that's like
that?
Where they're doing their leaderboard or something like that. It's like how they can, it's called competition corner and they can like run events through that or run competitions or online qualifiers and stuff through it.
Oh, okay.
And I even double checked today because I was trying to be like, I should have as much correct information as possible if we're going to talk about this on our
podcast. You hoping, like, in the back of your mind that you weren't really being invited?
I'm like, how funny would it be if I tell everyone, like, okay, you know, I decided to do this and then I'm gonna come back because the first and second time, you know, wasn't great. So I'm gonna try it again. And then all of a sudden be like, not get the invite. And it was all just like a scam. Like I get scammed again.
Embarrassing.
I mean, I'm not actually going now, but, you guys can watch me work out on my live stream on Instagram.
I mean, people would.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
So wait, when's the actual competition?
It's in April.
Okay. So you have a little while.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I actually was texting Todd this morning just to be like, okay, well, I did go to Competition Corner. I did get signed, like make a profile.
Yeah. Wait, when did you do that?
I did that pretty recently after he talked to me about it.
Oh, okay.
Because I still wasn't
before
sure.
You'd really decided
I still wasn't sure if I was going to do it.
Yeah.
But I also wasn't quite sure, like, at what point did I have to have a profile or when?
Right. So you just did it just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember I texted my coach and I was like, hey, because.
I feel like that was the first step. It planted the seed.
I texted him back after I said, no, I didn't sign up for the open, Nick. And I said, also, Todd reached out to me about, you know, this thing. And, you know, Nick, without being overbearing or anything like that, he was like, I think that it would be really good for you. You need to do something for yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you mean sitting on the couch and watching Netflix and drinking Prosecco with my best friend? Is it doing anything for myself?
They're like, we need to cut your friendship off. That's just a bad influence.
And so I kind of told him, I was like, well, you know, we'll think about it. And all this time, I kind of liked the idea of it.
Uh-huh.
But then for some reason on Sunday, I was like driving home. No reason for this to be like what I was thinking about. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I just dropped Katie off the airport. You want to know what we were talking about before that? Our cooking show doing a new segment called Soups and Stews. So that literally has nothing to do with the competition.
Soups and Stews.
Soups and Stews. And I was driving and all of a sudden I just like thought, I probably should do it. Like that's like, I think I probably should do it. Like if I don't do it, it's because I'm scared. And if you're scared, go to church, Gina.
I ain't no bitch.
Ain't no bitch.
Ain't no bitch.
And then I immediately started doing the math, like, okay, how much time do I have
to
get ready? And so I texted my coach and I was like, all right, I think we're going to do it. And he, you know, he texts back, he's like, I 100% think that you should. We have a good amount of time to get you ready. Yeah, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, I wrote back and I was driving. So I texted him and I was like, hey, let's talk tomorrow. And then what we had discussed is I said, Nick, we're going to have to do a lot of structural work for my shoulders to get my shoulders ready for that.
Right.
And he said, and that's when he was like, we have a good amount of time to like really, you know, do a lot of exercises to kind of strengthen that area.
Yeah. Because what can you still not do? Or can you pretty much do everything now?
Well, there's certain things I just haven't been doing because I haven't needed to.
Right.
Like I did that chip. I did a chipper. Friday at our gym is Endurance Friday. And I needed to work out. I just got back from Lake Powell. Didn't work out a ton there. Except for my kidneys. And my
your liver.
Liver.
Yeah.
I went into the gym here. You want
to
scoot? Or,
well, it's like I have to hunch over because the headphones only go so far and then it's hurting my foot.
We need an extension cord.
I know.
I went in Friday to the gym and it was Endurance Friday and they did it as a team, but I got there and I needed to get my training done earlier and some of the people were doing it individually. They like adjusted it a little bit. Right. They didn't adjust the reps that much though and I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
So I did that on Friday. Oh my God.
What?
I just forgot what I was talking about. Where was I going with this story?
You were talking about,
I'm so sorry.
I'm over here like so self-conscious because I know that they're filming this and I'm like trying to stretch my leg out because my legs are like all bent up. No, you were talking about getting yourself ready.
Oh,
structurally. And then I asked you what you couldn't.
Oh, here we go. Back to it. Here's what I couldn't do. I didn't, and I could.
You could do
just
it.
Just chose not to.
Oh, okay. Oh, because
part,
oh,
part of the chipper was muscle ups.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, I'll do pull ups instead.
Right.
Which I did. So I haven't been doing a bunch of handstand push ups. I haven't been doing a bunch of muscle ups. I basically haven't been doing a lot of stuff that.
It's going to overwork your shoulder.
Yeah. I mean, it would be different if I'm doing, I've done some stuff with handstand push ups and it's like lower reps. So it's not like super high volume or intense.
Right.
Because what starts to happen, just to bring, I guess, like bring some of you up to speed that don't know. So 2017, March 31st, I had my cervical spine fused. That was like a really long, rough recovery. During my training, I was just trying to do the open to possibly qualify for regionals. Did the open. It was terrifying. Qualified for regionals. Training for some of the regional events. One in particular was this handstand walk with an obstacle. Really wrecked my shoulders. I already had a labrum tear in my left shoulder that wasn't super symptomatic, but I'm hypermobile and I've subluxed or like popped my shoulder out a few times since college, quite a few times. And it's never been during CrossFit because I was so strong and great body awareness. I move really well that it never would pop out. It always would happen during like an explosive sort of passive movement where there's not a lot of muscle turned on and I'm really hypermobile and I've got some tearing and some loose ligaments in my shoulder. And coming back from my surgery though, I wasn't training my upper body for a long time.
Right.
So I had a lot of atrophy happen. So not only leading up to surgery, dealing with stuff and problems before I even knew I needed to have surgery, I had a lot of spinal cord damage. So I had a lot of nerve damage down my arms. And then I underwent a whole summer or more of not using my upper body, a lot of atrophy. So coming back in certain movements, so we'll talk about the handstand walk. We were working a lot on me being able to even just get inverted again.
Mm-hmm.
And you add the obstacle where you're walking uphill, up the ramp or up the stairs. And really the only way to do that is you obviously have to keep your body weight moving forward. So you're going to see a lot of the athletes externally rotate their arms. And then we sort of, because that you have more flexion there through your wrist and you're going to hinge your hips more forward to kind of keep your momentum moving forward.
Going forward, uphill. Right. So you fall backward.
Well, for me, if I'm externally rotated and I'm pushing my shoulder forward, it's coming out.
Right.
So we spent a lot of time trying to figure out how I could do this without having my shoulder pop out. It popped out twice before regionals and it doesn't come out all the way. So it starts to come out and I can feel it and I sort of just like drop to the floor. So it's like subluxes, like partially.
It actually happened at our gym one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember what you were doing. You weren't doing handstands.
Pressed a handstand, I think.
I think
one time.
I felt like you were just doing a somersault.
That's embarrassing.
I'm just kidding.
Could have been.
Somersaults for time.
Yeah. But basically through that and then through regionals, I was fine at competition as far as pain or whatever. But like the day after regionals, my opposite shoulder, my right shoulder was so bad. And maybe just from like overcompensating.
Oh, yeah. Relying on it
so
more.
Much that I couldn't even raise my arm to the side. I've lost range of motion like a lot on my right side. I could not touch my opposite shoulder. I couldn't put my hand over my head.
Yeah.
And
poor baby.
It was really, really bad. Yeah. And so as soon as regionals were over, it was like I'd already gone through this surgery. I'd already like been working on my return. I wasn't ready for another fucking injury.
Right.
And it was so I started thinking like, what can I do like right away so I can like keep training, you know, because I'd already lost all this time. And I started looking for stem cell injections. I had heard from friends through CrossFit that have had success with their shoulders and knees and stuff with that. Ended up getting stem cell injections in both my shoulders in August 2018. Mm-hmm. And the recovery from that is as if you had surgery. So it's a lot of time not doing anything. The plus side is you're not being cut open. That stress that happens in your body when you like, undergo surgery, I didn't have to deal with any of that.
Right.
But coming back from that, super weird. My arms like just through my torso and doing almost anything, whether it's like pull-ups or for sure barbell work.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really uneven. Like one side is longer than the other.
Oh, well, I was telling you when you were snatching that time.
Yeah.
You had to move that one hand out further because it was like...
But like well,
you just would lock out the other one after.
Yeah. Well, and another fun fact is my arms are different lengths.
Oh, so you're extra screwed.
Yeah.
Too bad it wasn't the other shoulder so that it could like even them out.
Yeah. No, instead I'm just super imbalanced. So it's just been a long recovery of just getting to where I feel comfortable with certain movements, but really like under certain load.
Right.
Like feeling comfortable during doing certain things and then at what volume. But I'm finally starting to get to a point where barbell work, pull ups, handstand push ups, even just being in a handstand, it feels more normal. It mm-hmm. feels more even, like right to left.
Yeah.
And now we're just going to start really doing a ton of accessory work to just build that strength around the area.
So you're back to 3-a-dayers?
3 naps a day?
No, 3. It's like before it was like 2 workouts and like a run or something or like a track.
Before I became a professional recovery athlete.
I was like, what are you going to say?
I'm, you know, training 6 days a week, 1 active recovery day or 2 active recovery days. 1 active recovery, which usually was a run or a swim. And then 1 full rest day. And then everything else was pretty much 2 sessions. It was a bunch of
like lifting,
right? Accessory work, and then some sort of conditioning.
Like Metcons or
yeah. Something. Either it was like conditioning with a Metcon or like running workouts or rowing or something like that.
Yeah.
And we're going to start kind of like when I came back from surgery last time, it's just, we'll slowly ramp that up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's gonna be fun.
Yesterday was day one and I did 20.2. And my instruction from my coach was, you don't need to kill yourself. And I was like, noted. Not going to kill myself. You know what? I feel like I'm dying. I'm going to slow down.
You did good though.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
So did you.
Oh yeah. I told you I got 27 rounds.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I think I maybe got 10 and it was modified. I did like knee ups and like 15-pound, what was the first thing? Thrusters, dumbbell thrusters.
Yeah, but you did. Yeah. You weren't going to do thrusters.
No, I wasn't.
So.
But I did.
Yep.
I did it. Yeah, I was miserable. Hated it a little bit.
Yeah, but lately, for a while now, I mean, I do train.
No, I know.
And yes, I do CrossFits. It makes me laugh because I have taken like so much time off or whatever.
Right.
The amount of people on social media are like, so you don't do CrossFit anymore? And I'm like,
why would you think that?
Yeah, I do.
What do they think you're doing?
I'm just not competing. Not because I don't want to, but because...
Well, now you are.
I am now. But yeah, you know, it's like I was talking to someone at the gym the other day. And if I never would have had to hit my cervical spine surgery...
Yeah.
I'd probably be competing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, that was like the big, like, out of my control, like forced me to like sit on, like be a bench warmer.
Right.
And... went through that whole thing and did the comeback, and then bam, you know, again, out of my control, certain things that were programmed. I did what I could to do it at the, you know, I couldn't control where I was in my recovery. I trained as much as my body would allow. I did what I needed to, and that's just where I was in my recovery. There is no, there's no secret. There's no like magic pill or, I mean, I guess there are some people that find magic things, but they get caught.
This is true.
But like, that's just where I was. And then coming out of regionals and being in having so much pain again was like, okay. Cause I remember I went to my shoulder surgeon right after I had my neck done. I knew that I had a torn labrum cause I had an MRI on it. And I basically went in and I was in a neck brace and I was like, I had an MRI on my other shoulder and I was like, all right, let's just fix these two.
Yeah, right.
Just like fix all of it at one time. And the surgeon that I was seeing, Dr. Mick Adams at Stanford, mm-hmm. great guy. He basically was like, I told him when I needed to be able to be training by, which was September. It was like September at the latest. I need to be able to be training. And he was like, not going to happen.
Right.
He's like, there's no way.
Well, they say it's usually like up to a year, right?
No. Well, I mean, excuse me. All I had is like, I went to him and I was like, well, you say that, but there are multiple people, you know, in the CrossFit space that have had shoulder surgery.
They recovered faster.
They recovered so fast. and they were already training again. Like Sam Briggs is a perfect example. And he said to me, he goes, I can promise you that you will not be training by September. And I can also promise you that if you somehow can and you start training, the probability of you having surgery again is very high.
Oh, okay.
Which is true because I'm pretty sure Sam had surgery a couple times. But, you know, it was like not what I wanted to hear at all. But that's when he also said to me, and this is going into 2018, right? Mm-hmm. He said, I do think that if you were to do, as you're rehabbing your, like your neck, we are doing a lot of work on your shoulders. You'll probably gain a lot of strength back. And if you can handle a little bit of discomfort because due to inflammation, you can kind of manage that through your training. I think you would be okay to compete. So that's what we did. That's what we did for 2018. But the problem with that was, like, I didn't expect for them to program a handstand walk up an obstacle. That's completely out of my control.
Well, yeah,
no matter how strong I was, yeah, just to put my body in that position.
Well, and you knew it as soon as they released
it. It's a super weak point.
Yeah, yep. You knew it.
And other than that, they had the workout with Linda.
Which was what?
The bench press. Oh, the bench power press. Clean one. Yeah. So I hadn't been benching, like, at all.
Right.
Because coming back from surgery, you start thinking like, what are the movements and the things and the skills that are almost guaranteed to be seen at regionals? Mm-hmm. And for me, we never even considered benching. We were just trying to get me strong overhead.
Right.
Like for handstand walking, handstand pushups, things like that. So my bench was super weak and that workout just buried me.
I mean, you got through it.
I did.
You got through it.
I finished it, but I suffered kind of in silence, only silent because it was so loud in there. No one could hear me.
You're silently crying with a big smile on your face.
I'm just crying inside. Yeah. I'll let the tears out when I leave this floor.
Everyone's watching me.
Yeah. But I never, when people have asked me if I was going to compete again, I never said yes or no because I think competitions is fun.
Yeah.
Also, it's like unbelievably stressful and hard and painful, but like super rewarding.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to have a goal.
And I thought it would be, I always thought it'd be fun to like do a team.
Right. I remember you talking about that.
Cause I have like when I was already doing a lot of business stuff before my neck, but when I was forced to not do anything, it gave me a lot of time to put focus into stuff like business and things like that. One, it kept me feeling accomplished.
Right.
And felt like I was doing something, you know, for myself, my future, and like with my time versus just like
sitting
really
there,
dwelling on like how sad I was.
Right.
And miserable. So that was another thing with like competing as an individual with the goal of going to the CrossFit Games or with that in mind is that's a full-time job. Yeah. And now I just don't have that kind of time.
Right.
And I enjoy the other stuff too much to like just quit it for like to try and potentially maybe go to the games again. So that was when this thing kind of popped up. It was like, if you don't do this because you're kind of scared because you know what it's going to take.
Right. For you,
you have to go.
Yeah, you can't puss out.
Cause I will not want to go if I can't at least show up. You know what I mean? Right. And when I say show up, I mean like, I'm not going to go and like win, but I do want to go and make it really hard for anyone else to win.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, and just have like, I'd love to be able to do everything. Not feel like I have to sit out during an event because of like a physical,
you can't do something,
you know, physical reason.
Right.
And, Who knows if they would give me this opportunity again or everyone else who has the opportunity to go and compete that were past podium finishers at my regional. So it was kind of like, yeah, I got to do it. And I would probably really regret it if I didn't.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show.
And what better way to get me and you in shape again?
I knew that was coming. I was like, shit.
Basically, now that's also how that's how I got Gina to do 20.2. I was like, Gina, you realize that not only am I on the road, but so are you.
Oh my God.
We do everything together.
I know. Now I'm like, I'm going to have to eat better.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be back on your macro counting. Are you going to be doing that again? I mean, you already kind of do it.
I've done it for so long,
but
I'm definitely going to eat better and probably eat more often.
Right. Yeah.
Because since I hadn't been training as much, like I love riding my bike. I've been, you know, I lift and I go to the gym, but I also go to the gym with like, I want to enjoy my time there. So it's, I haven't really cared to just follow a program. I jump in classes. I do whatever you're doing.
Right.
And I work out with friends, but now I'll have a little bit more of a actual program I have to do. And
you're not going to do my modified program anymore.
You're going to do my modified program.
Shit. I'm scared, to be honest.
But yeah.
Oh, well, I'll be nice and fit for 50.
Fit at 50.
That is
50.
My goal.
That's a pretty good goal.
I know. I'm into it.
We can talk a little bit about,
sorry, I really can't get comfortable.
You are really uncomfortable. I hope you guys watching this video are enjoying.
I'm like scratching my butt. I'm like itchy in the cold. I have to like be like, I have like the worst posture right now because this thing, if I sit up, it'll pull out.
It'll pull out too.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Button. You guys, we have a new camera guy. That's how we're going to be showing you videos. I mean, hopefully.
You can introduce them.
Unless we like watch it and Gina's like really doesn't want to watch herself scratch her butt.
I'm like fidgeting, like keep moving around. I know. I'm like a little kid.
Yeah. Jonathan Gilbert. I actually have a button that's applause.
Oh yeah. Here we go.
Sorry, they're still clapping for you.
So long.
Gina, what I want to talk about now for just a little bit, because there's certain things what are a couple things either that you would like to implement in your day or you like the idea of, but maybe you haven't done it because it also, you don't like the idea of it, but
seems
habits.
Seems hard.
Yeah, like habits.
You wanna know what you know what I think about every single night? I'm not joking.
Vush.
No. No, not sex toys. No, I'm not kidding. Every night that I go to bed, I think to myself, you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to get up and I'm going to go for a run in the morning.
Oh shit.
Or I always think that and I go, and I'm not going to drink this week. it never happens. Never. It always sounds like such a good idea as I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and I go, fuck, I don't want to get out of bed yet.
Mom,
I don't want to go do that. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I really need to like, I'm lazy. I mean, I know I've said it a million times, but I really am a very lazy person. You know, I really envy people. You know, we have people at our gym that, you know, and you're the same way, that just love fitness. They love it. They crave it. They love it. I mean, they don't always love when they're in it, but they can't wait to get to the gym, or they can't wait to, I have to force myself. Like, it's not a natural thing for me at all. So
you hide that really well. Cause well, I can tell you right now, for sure, as of like the last, you know, year of my life.
Yeah.
I'm doing good if I get out of bed in the morning. And well, you go to the gym.
You're going through a lot of shit too. But I have to force myself. So I'll make it happen. But I was looking, okay, so I kept saying, you know, I wasn't really doing a lot of cardio, as you know. That's why I was like dying yesterday.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my bike.
Which I have to do like more cardio. But somebody was telling me that you should have, I can't remember how many steps a day you're supposed to have.
You've been counting your steps?
Well, no, not really, but I didn't know I had a thing on my phone.
Yeah, I haven't looked at mine, but it counts them for you.
Yeah. One time I looked and I had like all day had like 500 steps. Just so bad.
Walked to the like, kitchen.
I think I walked up and down the stairs a couple times and like went to the grocery store. Like, I'm such a loaf. When I'm at home, I'll just like sit my ass on the couch and watch TV. I know it's really,
we should just go for walks more.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just need to get outside. And I always think too, like, you know what? I'm just going to walk to the grocery store. I'm just going to walk there.
And then you walk out and your big sexy car is like, let me drive you.
Well, no, then I think like, I'm going to be like that person. Cause I used to do that all the time. I'd walk like the kids in the stroller or whatever down to the grocery store. And then I'd be like, fuck, I have like 5 bags of groceries. How am I getting home? You know what I mean?
Yep.
So yeah, I definitely would like to start just moving more, would be good on top of working out.
So you know? Habit number one that you want to start doing is
getting more steps
up. We're going to start with having more than 500 steps a day.
I need more steps in my life.
You want to go for, you want to do some sort of exercise in the morning.
Yeah. I just want to like get up and get energized.
Whether it's like go for a walk or it's go for a run.
Cause you'd be so proud of me. I've been getting up super early lately.
What time?
It's been like 2 months of it now.
What time?
I got up at 5 this morning. I've been awake since 5 a.m.
Guess what?
What?
I
have we switched places?
Yeah.
Are you sleeping in now?
A little.
No, you don't really sleep in.
No, I set my alarm for I've been setting it for 7:30.
Yeah.
And because I don't sleep that well. I'm not good at it. So I toss and turn all night. And even when I was like training for competition, I would wake up so early and I wouldn't sleep well. So I started trying to set my alarm for like 8 or 9 in the morning.
Just to see if you could sleep longer?
So if I did sleep and if I was asleep getting good sleep, I wasn't going to fuck with
it. But are you just like not sleeping all night long?
Yeah, like I toss and turn and wake up and go to sleep and wake up and move and go to sleep and wake up and move and go to sleep.
Well, so I was already telling you my whole thing with doing the mantra in your head.
Yeah.
To fall asleep. So I would do that to fall asleep, but then I would, you know, keep waking up. But the problem was, is that I would fall back asleep like around 4 or 5 and then sleep really hard. So like when it was time to wake up, it was really hard for me to get up. So somebody told me, they were like, we got to change your clock. So what you got to do, cause I'm a night owl, as you know, I would stay up until like 12:31 AM, you know? And, so they said, you have to set your alarm and get up early and then your body will instantly start to fall asleep earlier. But the problem is that it doesn't do that for like 2 weeks. So you're like going, you know, you're tossing and turning or you're still going to bed late. You can't fall asleep. And then you're getting up super early. So it takes a while to finally like start to feel like you have to fall asleep earlier. But now I feel like an old lady. Like I want to go back to staying up late because I can't even stay awake past like 9:30, 10 o'clock. I feel like I'm going to fall asleep. I can't watch anything.
It's true. Like
Daniel will come over to watch a show and I'm like,
I finally want to like hang out at night. You're like, I'm going to
bed. I know. That's the problem. But now I wake up early.
I really enjoy the feeling of being tired, like wanting to get in bed early.
Right.
I really like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I used to fight it.
I'll like sit and like have a conversation with someone and my eyes will be like, I've actually been like talking, been having a conversation. It was like later at night, but not super late in person.
Yeah.
And trying to fight, because I didn't want to like say how tired I was, right? So I was like trying to fight, like keeping my eyes open. And it was so bad that my eyes were like crossing.
You're like those little kids that like fall asleep in their food. You know how they're like trying to stay awake, stay awake. Jordan used to do that. My son used to do that.
Okay. Well, your new habit is you're already getting up early. So now it's
I didn't commit to it. You just asked what I wanted to do. I didn't actually say I was going to do it.
Okay. That's all right.
I can ease into it, right?
Well, even easing means we got to start somewhere someday.
All right.
A walk.
Okay. I'll walk to the mailbox.
There you go.
Perfect.
Right, so something that I want to do is one, start getting up more early again.
Okay.
But for me to do that, like to have a reason to get up,
yeah,
I need to have something else to do.
That's what I'm saying.
So yes.
Okay. Like so then we'll both go running.
Yes. Some sort of activity, whether it's running, which I don't really like running.
I know you do.
I know you don't. You're, it's really hard on your knees.
It is hard on my knees. My knees are hurting right now.
Look at you.
I need to like stretch. I'm just going to do it like this.
All I need to do is I keep telling you, I'm going to go get my bike set up for you so you can ride your bike.
Oh yeah. I'll do that with you.
Okay.
If you get it set up, I'll do that with you.
Okay. But what I'd like to do is kind of start like with other little habits that would help me, help my mind and my body, like get ready to like be productive.
Okay.
Is I really kind of want to start like doing protein shakes in the morning.
Okay.
And
like first thing.
Yeah. Like okay. Wake up and,
you just want to have a schedule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like more of a schedule.
It's like it's your work.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I like making protein shakes. Like I'll do my shakes one or two ways. Usually just the one way. Protein, water.
Yeah.
Bam. And every time I go somewhere, like I was at Dana's gym in PA. And they have like a little, like, they have a bar.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. And she made me a protein shake. And they have like, you know, they have a freezer with like fruit and bananas and frozen things like that to put in there. And as I'm drinking, I'm like, damn, like I forget how good
delicious they are.
Protein shakes can be. And so I'd like to create a protein shake bar in my house. With like, like buying more ingredients that I would want to use in protein shakes.
We should have listeners email us and let us know their best protein shake recipes.
Yep.
So you guys can email us at, as I'm laying here. I feel like I'm like laying across a piano.
You guys can email us at Between the Reps.
It's like my voice is getting sultrier.
Between the Reps at gmail.com.
You can email us. Now we're spooning. This is awkward. Get off my arm. All right. So yeah. Okay. So you're going to do protein shakes.
Yeah. So I have a couple things for you guys. One, we asked you, do you want us to keep this podcast going?
They're like, after this one, no.
I guarantee we have some people that email in and tell us no.
Probably.
For sure.
Oh yeah.
I remember I had someone comment on one of our posts for our podcast and it said, wanted us to change the format of our podcast.
Oh yeah.
I just wrote back and I was like, no.
No. No.
Nope.
You know what, honestly, but if they're commenting on your Instagram, they probably don't even listen to it.
Yeah.
I bet you they don't listen to it. They're just being mean.
I mean, so I guess someone's gotta have that
possibly,
job.
They couldn't possibly not like it.
Someone's gotta have the job that's be mean. So yeah, we want to know your answer if we should keep our podcast going. Also, your favorite ingredients for protein shake recipes. And
Or like what your routine is. Like if they have like a certain idea for like
what is your favorite habit?
Yeah.
That makes you feel, honestly, I don't even care what it does for you. What is your favorite habit? What's your favorite habit, good or bad?
Even if it makes you feel shitty.
What's your non-negotiable habit?
Well, mine used to be wine, but it sounds like I'm going to have to change it. Damn it.
We could also just change it to certain day of the week.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I can never stick to that. I used to do that. I used to be like, oh, I'm not going to drink during the week, only on the weekends. Then something would come up during the week.
I know. What's funny too is like oh, you weren't drinking during the week, so you were trying to drink tea. Remember?
I was.
And I was like, you're so dumb. And then also, but see, now
Thanks for the support. But
now we're doing it together. That's only because misery loves company. And I was like, I'm not ready to give up drinking yet. I just started drinking with you and you were going to leave me there by myself to be miserable. But then you're my best friend, so you're like, all right, I'll do
it. Okay, I'll do it.
And then there was a time that you and I both, we were at your house having a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And we called Katie. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
And we basically strong-armed Katie.
We did.
to come and drink with us.
We basically bullied her.
We bullied her.
Because she was like, no, I'm trying to not drink during the week.
Because she was convinced she was an alcoholic. And we were...
She thought she was an alcoholic.
Not that she was like an alcoholic, and being but as supportive she friends as we are. She felt like she needed, she like was drinking too much.
Like she felt
to
like
have
she
have fun.
Yeah. And then we were both like, loser, get over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come hang out with us. Be miserable with us. And she did. She came over.
She did. She showed up.
But she brought her own wine.
She did. I think she measured it.
So we want to know your favorite habits, good or bad. And one more question. You guys, I've been asked.
At the very end. You should ask John. John, what he thinks.
The amount of you that are probably still listening to this, probably, you know, hopefully is a ton. But not surprised if it's only a few. So a few of you, please, Elmi, just answer this question because it's a funny question. We get, not only for our podcast, we get different companies that want us to do ads. Right? You guys have heard all of our really amazing ads.
Yeah, they're so good.
But I'll have companies that will reach out to me for like collaboration with maybe a product they have or an event they're doing or whatever. We got a good one. I got an email from Devin, and before I read the company, it just says, do you want to do a paid collab for a sex toy? And I'm reading this email, and it's from the company Vush.
Vush.
Vush? How would you read that?
I don't know.
V-U-S-H. John?
Vush?
V-U-S-H.
Vush.
Vush?
Yeah.
Vush?
Vush?
Vush.
I don't
Vush?
Know.
Whatever okay. it is.
Well, it's
they're,
something like that. V-U-S-H.
Female wellness company. I like how they call it the wellness company, female wellness. Anyways, they basically like me and, you know, and what I have to offer.
Do you like try and all their products?
Are interested in collaborating.
Before deciding?
And their big thing, so this company, their big thing is trying to change this, like the stigma of that part of female wellness because, you know, forever, it's been seen as a taboo topic.
Right.
People don't really talk about it. It's like a shame thing, mm-hmm. right? And so, yeah, it says they want to empower women across the world to embrace self-love and bring forward discussions relating to topics that were previously stigmatized or considered taboo. And they want to know if I would want to be a part of their movement, literally.
They said that if you're interested in a collaboration, they'll happily ship you a box of their leading product, the Empress.
Oh man. You guys.
What? You just had a brain fart.
No, I'm just like really. Yeah, just let me know what your thoughts are. Cause I would be interested in knowing them.
Are you gonna come back and tell everybody like a play by play of how it was?
All right, guys. So I started at approximately 9:05 in the morning.
There should be like some criteria, how long did it take you?
Had an intermission at 9:05:30. Yeah. You know, here's the thing. Totally taboo topic.
Yeah.
I'm not uncomfortable talking about it. There's not a lot that can make me uncomfortable. So there's a lot more other things I consider when deciding to be like super open about talking about taboo topics on like social, mostly because I know my audience, but your audience also is always, you know, still more diverse than like,
sure.
than what the
some conservative people,
the numbers tell me.
Yeah. You don't want to
on Instagram.
Offend them. Yeah.
Oh, they definitely get offended.
Well, I know.
Like I could post a picture of me working out and my nipples are hard. And I've had moms be like, oh my God, I can't believe that you're a terrible,
because of your nipples being hard?
Yeah. And that's
do they understand that their daughter's nipples get hard?
Yeah.
That's the thing, right?
People are just weird. And I shouldn't say weird. People are different and we all have different beliefs.
Yeah.
And we've all been raised differently. And part of why parents and people and kids or whatever, but like I've had a lot of parents message me. Okay. Part of a big reason why they like me being a role model for their kids or for them is because I am basically not conforming to like what everyone else thinks I should do, right?
Just like being myself, authentically be you.
Yeah, and by doing that, a lot of you, you know, I'm not going to be everyone's flavor.
It's true.
I'm not for everyone.
It's okay. You're for me.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But yeah, so
you're going to go,
would I potentially partner with this company and collaborate and talk about the Empress? I mean, potentially, if it would really come down to.
I'm just waiting for what you're going to say.
Well, like.
What would it come down to? If it works or not?
That, and also if there were guidelines that they gave me of like what the post or whatever had to look like, it had to say.
Right.
Like, is there a way that I could support women empowerment and, you know, taboo topics that people shouldn't be shamed for or whatever, or like female self-love to the, you know, the point of
feeling like it's like lewd or something.
Yeah, I definitely think that that's a great movement. I think that women shouldn't be shamed for self-love. But I'm very particular about things that I put on social just because I am respectful of
as people. You should be. Sure.
Because it's like I'm never going to post something that I'm going to be myself within reason. It's like I might not talk about that topic in front of my grandparents, right? Like, but that's not because I'm changing my view or I'm trying to be a different person than who I am. I'm just going to respect that I know that that's not something that they really want to discuss. And there's no reason for me to, it's not going to change anything. If anything, it could just make my interaction or, you know, Sunday dinner with them a little more stressful because I felt the need to say it when I didn't have to. It's like on social media, I'm not, it's like if I do or don't post this picture of A. Okay, one time I got huge blowback for posting a photo of me at a shooting range.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah.
And
that's one of the ones you took down, right?
I took it down just because it wasn't worth it.
No.
You know, and it also wasn't fair for people to like almost try and like make claims about what my character is based on that activity, right? But I just didn't want to deal with it and it's all on social media, so I can't really, it was just easier to not have an argument that you can't, it's not going to go anywhere.
Right.
Well, or it was a conversation that's not going to go anywhere.
It's bad timing.
Yeah. So when I post things on social, I'm just really particular about if I do post this, like the response or like, will it change anything? Like, do I really, if I know that it's going to get a lot of hate or it's going to be really controversial, well then what's the reasoning behind posting it?
Right.
And if that, if like, at the end of thinking about all of that,
you're not.
Yeah. It's like, and if at the end of all of that, I still really want to post it because I like it and that's who I am, then I'll do it. But if it's something that's like, well, I really like it and that is who I am, but do I need to post it? Like, if it's something that I just really like and I also don't want to offend people and I don't want to bring in that, you know, I don't want to have that conversation and argument between people and create a space on my social media for people to argue, kind of like a negative energy on my social. I just won't do it. I'll just, you know, that doesn't mean that I wouldn't talk about it with use my friends it. Or use it.
Or use it.
But I just, I'm really particular about trying to keep a positive space on my social media. Yeah. And obviously sometimes things get negative, but if I can choose to keep it positive, I go that route. So that's
not an answer.
No, because I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because I would, one, probably want to try it first.
Right.
Two, if they're going to send a whole box of them, then I think that I should probably pass them out to my friends and we should we should race.
That is just opening up a whole other weird thing. Not all in the same room.
No. In the comfort of our own homes or cars. But then also too, I wanted.
Do you remember when we went and we bought toys?
Uh-huh.
We went downtown. We bought toys and they were like matching. Yours was purple and mine was like teal.
Uh-huh.
And then we went back to my house for a barbecue and we didn't want
people to know
our husbands to know. So we went and we were charging them into the laundry room.
Yeah, you had them in the laundry room.
We were charging them in the laundry room so that we could go home and use them when they fell asleep.
Joe, did you know that people do that? He did, because he's like,
yeah.
That
okay.
That was a good memory.
So yeah, maybe have people write in.
Yeah.
See if that's offensive or not.
I mean, to them. Maybe I could just do like a massive warning. Warning! Don't read this.
If you swipe right, then you just see a giant like dildo or vibrator.
Just like we'll hold them like champagne glasses, me, you, and Katie, and just cheers them.
Gross.
Sick. You're gross.
Hey, and you know what? This is so crazy to me.
What?
I got to tell you this.
Okay.
Somebody actually said this to me. We were talking about like vibrators or something,
mm-hmm.
and I said something about washing it, and she goes, "Oh, you wash it?" And I was like, "What?"
I think I remember you
like,
telling me that.
Yeah, I won't out who it was, but I was like, what? Like, how many UTIs do you get? Like, I mean.
She's like, I'm on a regular prescription.
Of course you wash it.
I have an ongoing prescription. I just thought that was normal.
Yeah. I told you about. Oh, I don't know if I've ever told this story. We got to go anyway.
But, you want to tell it?
Well, should I? I don't know if I've told this one. Where Nico and I had like a vibrator and it was like, we threw it under the bed. We're obviously done having sex. And I woke up to Jordan at the time was like 2.5 and he's holding it. And I like wake up and he's like about like head high. And I look at him and he's holding it in his hands and it had like carpet hair stuck to it. He's like, looks at me and he's like, what's this, mommy? And I was like, that's a flashlight. I just took it really fast for him. I don't want to play with it. I'm like, no. No.
Oh man.
Yeah. There's just nothing grosser than having like a child holding something like that.
I remember the first time I saw a vibrator as my sister's. I wonder if Robin definitely listens to this podcast.
You're like, just put her on blast.
Robin, it was when you lived in Vegas and I was young and I came down, we were moving you back to St. George.
You found it.
Yeah. Cause like, if I remember this correctly, we were also going through, like, she had to like get all of her shit and like she had roommates down there and they would like, people were like taking stuff. Anyways, we were just getting all of her stuff. And I remember I found it and that thing.
Did you know what it was?
Kind of.
Oh, okay.
That thing like scarred me and it was like it was one of the ones. Oh man. I think it was pink. It was one of the ones that had the rabbit on
it. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was probably called the rabbit.
I think it was called the rabbit.
And then like
I never had one of those.
The center of it, it had a bunch of like little pearl things. Yes, that, like
beads
when
on
it like turned on.
Yeah.
They like everything like moved and it was like, I remember finding it being like, oh, and, like throw it back in the box and just like run out.
What is that thing? Jesus. Oh yeah. Okay. Well, we should probably wrap this up.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to another episode of Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. Remember to rate, review,
subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning. And
please email us, answer our questions.
Yeah, email us.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next time.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Talk to you next time. Bye.